But I want to start hour number three by talking some Washington Capitals hockey. We are joined by the Capitals head coach. He is in his first season as Capitals head coach. He won Stanley Cups as an assistant with both Pittsburgh and Washington. Washington beat Ottawa 7-2 last night. They've got 79 points, tied for most in the Metropolitan Division. They're at the Islanders on Friday night. Todd Reardon is my guest. Todd, nice to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. Thanks a lot for having me on today.
Great to talk to you today. Todd, thanks for doing this. Let me ask about that game last night. You had the Sens in your place, and they immediately jump out 2-0 in the first 7 minutes. What was going through your mind at that point, and what did you think about the intensity from your guys at the start of the game?
Yeah, definitely a little bit of a slow start from our team. You know, it seems like that's been a little bit of a trend for us recently that we're working on getting better at, having given up the goal on the first shift the prior game. You know, it's still an area for us to continue to work at. So important in the NHL, too, to get the lead. But really happy with how our team responded at the 10-minute mark and moving forward into playing some of our best hockey as the game progressed yesterday.
Which is exactly where I was going to go, because the guys did come storming back with two goals that were 53 seconds apart to tie the game, and then you blow it open in the second period. I mean, you already know your team pretty well, but what did that ability to completely turn the game around and then dominate it say about the guys you have in that dressing room?
Yeah, we've got a really strong leadership group, you know, of guys that have won now, and that's the positive of what happened to our organization last year. And, you know, our leadership group is really strong. You know, Alex Ovechkin, Nick Backstrom, Brooks Orpik, TJ Oshie, you know, John Carlson, Braden Holtby. These guys are obviously big names in the game of hockey, and guys that are just tremendous leaders. And they do a great job of, making sure our guys are all in. And when we need to respond, we respond. And, I wouldn't say I was too pleased halfway through the first period as well, but that's part of it, and that's part of challenging your team to be better. And like I said, our leadership group stepped up to the plate and answered, and then we pushed on to have one of our best second periods of the year.
Todd Reardon, my guest. He is Capitals head coach. You know, you mentioned John Carlson. Let me ask you about him. Carlson, I mean, you've been given a lot of credit for the growth of his game and helping him turn into a Norris Trophy contender. Before you arrived in Washington as an assistant, you'd coached against him. What did you learn from coaching against him that you've been able to use when you've been coaching with him?
Yeah, it's been a really great advantage I have into going into working with this player. And, coaching in Pittsburgh, we had lots of games and a pretty heated rivalry against the Capitals. So I was very familiar with this young player, just a huge upside, knew some areas that we would expose when we were in Pittsburgh, and some areas that I knew that he had that were big difference makers if he could continue to improve on those things. So a lot of times before you go into working with a player, if you have a really firm grasp of what things they do well and what things they need to work on, then you're a step ahead in terms of the teaching part of the game. So John and I were able to work towards a really good relationship of improving, and, you know, last year getting some top five Norris votes, and then this year in the top five in scoring from defensemen as well. He's been a really huge part of our success again this year.
We're talking Capital Hockey, head coach Todd Reardon joining us. Todd, what about Alex Ovechkin, for instance? What's it like to work with him, and then what do the fans not know about him and his approach to the game that they should know?
Yeah, and it's something that I didn't know coaching against him for 5 years prior to coming here as well was, he really works at his game. He's a guy that tries to reinvent himself, tries to stay really current with ways to score goals, different ways to create offense. That's something that I always knew he had the big shot and was able to create on the rush, but he's just found all different ways to score goals this year, Jim, and it's really a major credit to him, especially at the age that he's at now, continuing to improve and try to get better. That's been the biggest thing that I've noticed as a head coach, is his desire to get better and continue to be at the top of the goal-scoring list again this year. And he's done it by scoring goals differently than he ever has in the past. And it's been really impressive to watch this year.
You know, Todd, one of the things about coaching Alex is that you do speak a little Russian, which goes back to your time with the Atlanta Thrashers when you started working on your Russian with Ilya Kovalchuk, doing a word exchange. Like, how did that idea start, and what was that like?
Yeah, that's an interesting story for sure. But it's something that they kind of just, you know, it just took its course. It was, I think, a situation where Ilya had just come over to the Atlanta Thrashers and just moved over into the United States and knew very little English and was in Atlanta on his own, didn't have his family with him, didn't have anyone living with him. He lived, they had him just living at downtown Atlanta on his own. And as it got to close to Thanksgiving time, my wife and I said, you know what, I wonder what Ilya and it was another player by the name of Danny Heatley that were there, what are they doing for Thanksgiving? Like, they're just single guys that are in, you know, Atlanta, Georgia. What are they doing for Thanksgiving? So that's when it started, is we had them over for a Thanksgiving meal, and one Canadian guy and one Russian guy. And then from that point on, once Ilya and I, you know, just continued to grow, and I just tried to help him, you know, with everything and getting accustomed to the National Hockey League and everything that goes into it behind the scenes. And he was very eager to learn, and obviously a tremendous, tremendous player that we're lucky to have back in the NHL this year. He's quite a star, and especially out in L.A., a great spot for him. So that's where it all started, and I kind of built it from there, whether it was other guys I played with and, you know, spending time with Evgeny Malkin in Pittsburgh as well. And now I have a few Russians here between Alex and Kuznetsov and Orlov, and we have a young guy in the minors by the name of Samsonov. So it always shows a little bit of you know, intrigue to them when you start throwing around some Russian words. They appreciate the effort that you're trying to make them feel more comfortable.
I was going to say that exactly. I mean, you want to be able to connect and communicate, but I think it also sends the message that you're going the extra mile. You care about them and you want to make them more comfortable. But then again, Todd, I think leadership has always been like your hallmark. It has been for a long, long time. For instance, if you were to go back to 04, you were still playing in the AHL and you were dealing with a 3-inch tear in your oblique. Your head coach in Houston, Todd McClellan, brought you into the office at one point and started to talk to you about leadership. What do you remember about that conversation?
Yeah, it's a great question, because at that time when you're playing, and it was actually during a lockout strike season in Houston, so there was no NHL hockey going on, and players that were marginal NHLers at the time or young up-and-coming players were playing in the American Hockey League that year. And I was down in Houston playing, and Todd McClellan was an up-and-coming coach, and I was excited to be one of his leaders on his team. And it's a tough one when you're playing. You never really think it's going to come to an end. But when your coach comes to you and says, "Hey, why don't we have you start learning how to show some other players some video?" I guess that was a good indication that maybe I should have stopped playing.
Sure.
But I managed to battle through the next few years. And but it was really an amazing thing that he saw in me from watching me work with younger players, and just my leadership in the locker room and my desire to help, you know, players young and old, and, you know, on the ice, off the ice, whatever. It's just always been kind of who I am and something I have a passion for doing. And he said, you know, while you're out during this injury, why don't you, can you help our coaching staff out a little bit by watching some video? And it was great. It got me started on it, and I ended up playing for a few more years, never again in the National Hockey League, but it kind of got my mind churning and got me thinking about maybe one day coaching professionally. And obviously now to be able to make it to reach it to the top of my profession has been an amazing, amazing year for my family and myself, and everything that's gone on here in Washington with winning the Stanley Cup last year and having another great team this year. It's been an awesome time.
Todd, what's it like to get your name? I mean, you know, guys, I've always said this, and not every athlete agrees with this or appreciate this. I'm just not sure that it means more to any athlete in any sport to win a title as it does the Stanley Cup. You're pretty close to it, so you might agree to that or agree with that. What's it mean? Can you put into words what it means for a guy to get his name on that cup?
Yeah, it's an amazing, amazing experience. And, you know, the thing is, I always caution myself when talking about this, because obviously extremely biased to the fact that the Stanley Cup is the hardest trophy to win. You know, with that being my actual profession and sport that I love and have grown up playing. So I make sure that I'm not too biased in that regard, but it's just, I mean, once it gets in your hands and you raise it over your head, it's an amazing, amazing feeling. And it feels like it's a feather at the time. And there's an experience you can't explain to anyone else. And then, you know, obviously you have your day with a cup, and when you have your day with a cup, you don't have your name on it yet. So now you're looking at it and wondering, okay, where is this going to be? And then when you do finally get, you know, see it with your name on it, that's when it all kind of comes together. And that's when you really realize what you've accomplished. And I've been so fortunate to have great players here and be a part of a great organization in Washington that I'm really fortunate to have this opportunity and to be with them. But I really can't put it into words what it's like. And, you know, that'll be on there for the next number of years, because we were on the brand new ring of the Stanley Cup. So we'll be on there for, I believe, 60 years. So pretty amazing stuff. And my son and grandson and granddaughter will one day be able to see that. And that's a pretty amazing accomplishment.
The best. Washington's got 79 points. They're tied for most in the Metropolitan Division. They're at the Islanders on Friday night. Their head coach, Todd Reirden, my guest. Todd, great to have you on. Nice to connect with you, and I appreciate the visit very much. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for including me, Jim. Have a good day.
You too, Todd. Have a great day. Nice to have you.